Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The third baseman, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ellis Clary. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. Campbell moves to second. It's 1-0, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 1, Browns, 1. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Browns 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson bunts for an out with unknown description. Clary moves to second. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-1 in the game. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Case reaches second base with a double. Clary scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chartak throws the ball into Stevens, who tags Spence trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Case scores. It's 3-1, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak strikes out. Early drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Chartak out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Senators. Stan Farron's now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Farrens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrens strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson is 0-for-0 in the game. Masterson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3 Senators. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-1 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's Senators, 4, Browns, 4. Stan Ferens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferens is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Cullenbine reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cullenbine scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vernon. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Vernon steals second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Trotter now pitching. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clary hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Trotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotter bunts for an out with unknown description. Sullivan moves to third. Clary moves to second. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0-for-2 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Stevens moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Trotter juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotter. Stevens scores. Lobbs moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Senators. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Stan Ferens. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Steve Sundra now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Campbell moves to third. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early takes first base on ball 4. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Senators. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clary hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 7, and the Browns 5. the Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 3 for 3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Zuber now pitching. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 3 in the game. Chartak hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lobbs moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Lobbs scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Browns. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chartak moves to second. Steve Soondra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soondra hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Zuber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Case steals second. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Case trying to get to home. Chartak throws the ball into Farrell who tags Case who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Senators 7. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Clift moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, two doubles, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. Judnick moves to second. It's 10-7, Browns. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Senators 7. The Senators will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell moves to second. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Jake Early. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Campbell moves to third. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, Browns. Ellis Clary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clary is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Clary takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Repass pinch hits for Bill Zuber. Bob Repass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repass hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Repass reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Clary goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 10, Browns, 10. Bob Moncrief now pitching. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Repass scores. It's 11-10, Senators. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to second. Denny Gailhouse now pitching. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Al Evans now catching. Sid Hudson now pitching. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chartak hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tony Criscola pinch hits for Denny Gailhouse. Tony Criscola is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Criscola hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 10. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.